What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And another piece of information that has surfaced in the FBI's summary is that apparently Hillary Clinton went on a deletion binge, if you will, after the New York Times ran the story that she was using a private email server while Secretary of State. Now, Hillary told the FBI that somebody did this by mistake. It was a simple error, of course, you know, that all of this stuff was gone. Her archived mailbox vanished from her server and the exported files. So it looks a bit worse. If the corporate media would actually report on this, Hillary would be toast. But the corporate media's job is to make you just think that she is the blue fairy. We're finding out now the total number of missing and unaccounted devices is 20. We're going to take a phone call now. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Mike,
doing fine.
Let me say something. They try this with Soros said. First of all, I don't know why Soros is even walking around a free man. I remember some years ago I heard that Vladimir Putin had a warrant out for his arrest, an arrest warrant out for him. I wish he'd carry it out if he did and get this slime ball into custody where he belongs, maybe even executed. I think they should just take him to the nearest gallows and hang him. But that's besides the point. If they try to do this, Mike, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Like you said, the least that could happen is a military coup, which probably would be the best thing, because at least then this country might come together. But I'm afraid the top generals have been so badly purged that that's not going to happen. I think what's going to happen is you're going to have a civil war against different sections of the country are going to rebel. And let me tell the liberals in the Northeast and places like that in the coast areas of California, you will not beat middle America if it comes to a war. You guys don't even, most of you have never been in the military. Most of you don't even know how to handle a gun. You look at a gun, you're going to be scared. You're going to think the thing is going to shoot itself. Okay? Go off itself. All right? You'll have no chance. You will lose. Let them understand. I hope these people understand that. You will not dominate this country. We will get our freedom back. We will not let you do this to us. It just won't happen. The country is going to split apart if that happens. And if they try to stop it, if they try to use force to try to keep it together, it won't be like the old Civil War. Because in the old Civil War, the North was at least on the good side, because they were going against slavery.
Hold it. Okay, the real issue of the Civil War, the South seceded because the federal government was arrogating to itself powers not authorized by the Constitution. Lincoln just exploited the slavery issue to sucker the people in the North into invading the South. So it wasn't a good war. Now, as far as what Soros is doing here, it's leading to a crisis. And I agree that an armed rebellion in this country is going to be a horrible, horrible mistake. But you need to understand the federal government is preparing to fight the last civil war, stocking up on guns, trying to take our guns away. This revolution is being fought and it's being won with keyboards and information, not with bombs and bullets. Violence is only going to work to the advantage of the federal government and the rising tyranny. An educated populace can bring all of this down. That's what happened to the Soviet Union. When the Soviet people used fax machines to educate themselves to what their government was really doing, and eventually the government just ceased being able to function and fell apart.
I agree with you, but if it comes to the fact that we can't even rely on our democratic institutions anymore, that we legitimately get a man like Donald Trump in as president, and then they try to pull some shenanigans, there's no way he could lose the
Electoral college. Soros in this interview was actually out there saying that ultimately the electoral college could simply decide to ignore the popular vote. which I think would be an extraordinarily dangerous thing for them to do. And there has been, I think, two instances U.S. history where the Electoral College threw the presidency to the person who lost the popular vote, but it the margin was very, very thin. You weren't dealing with a landslide mandate from the people.
But in other words, like the Gore the Gore Bush vote, or does he mean that they get the majority of the votes, period, and then the Electoral College people decide, well, you know what, we're going to flip it over to Hillary anyway because we don't like Trump, we don't trust him. Is that what you're talking about?
No. Well, first of all, what happened with Bush and Gore in 2000, the Electoral College was a footnote on that because it was thrown to George Bush by the United States Supreme Court, who then added on their decision that that particular Supreme Court decision could never be used as a precedent in any future litigations, which was a dead giveaway that it was a pure political hatchet job. Now, I'm talking about, I think this was like back in the 1800s, where the Electoral College reversed the popular vote, but the candidates involved were like neck and neck. One had 50%, the other one had 51%, and the Electoral College threw it the other way. And there were allegations of bribery. But if you're dealing with Donald Trump, who's got 70 to 80% of the popular vote, I think the Electoral College, just out of their own sense of personal safety, wouldn't dare reverse that landslide.
Impossible. It would be almost impossible to have the her to get enough states if he wins in a landslide on a popular vote. It just is just about.
Well, Soros has a different opinion on that. We need to take a moment here to do a shout out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining the network. We're talking about this video of George Soros admitting Donald Trump is going to win the popular vote in a landslide, but he's still out there suggesting that the Electoral College or some other mechanism could put Hillary in the White House. And I think at the very least, that would result in the American people just choosing not to even listen to the federal government any longer. And other people are saying something even more violent could happen.
I think my own opinion is either two things, and the best thing would be the military takes control and says, you know what, we're going to remove this government for the time being, and then we're going to hold new elections. That would probably be the best of a bad lot. The other thing is I believe the country would split up and we'd have a civil war. And by the way, the guy that's always being made to look like the bad guy, like Glenn Beck, makes him look like one of the worst villains in the world. I don't think I've seen him on a I've heard him on interviews like on Red Ice Radio, this guy like Dugan. Dugan basically says that this country is going to split up. But that's not his fault, and it's not Russia's fault. It's our own fault that that happened. Nobody's doing
it is. But the idea of the nation actually splitting up and balkanizing goes all the way back to the 1990s, where there was a group called the Western States Coalition that was looking at the then less than $6 trillion national debt and saying, this is unacceptable. And they tried to get a resolution passed in three-quarters of the state legislatures that when the national debt went over $6 trillion, the federal government was dissolved. Unfortunately, they came up short on that one. But we could see Alaska and Hawaii go back to being independent nations. We could see the Western States Coalition break off. The original Northeastern money elite intellectuals and the original Confederacy could go their own way. As far as a military coup, I'm not 100% on board with that, but I will mention that most of the military people I know, and I know a lot because I live in Hawaii and we've got this highest per capita density of military of any state in the Union, they all tend to be strict constitutionalists.
Absolutely.
And so I would be willing to sit back and give them the benefit of the doubt for a little while.
But I've always thought since the Congress has not done its job with Obama, it refuses to do what it should do, and that they could have impeached him many different times, that the military should have taken control already. Because this president is out of control. He has violated the Constitution time and time again, trying to push his illegal executive orders. And I've always thought that since the Congress doesn't have the guts to do what it should be and impeach this imposter, that the military should have done their job then at that point and removed Obama by arresting him for treason.
Okay, well, you know? let me play the other side of that for you, because people who are in the military, they don't get promotion unless there's a conflict out there. In fact, if you go back and you remember the original movie of MASH, not the TV series, and there was the actor who played the colonel of that whole base, and he began every speech with this thing, "In the dark days before Pearl Harbor." And it didn't really make a lot of sense. And then I got to talk with him on another project, and he said the subtext there, and there was exposition in the screenplay, but it got edited out, was the fact that he didn't get promoted to colonel until there was a war in Korea. And so for a lot of the higher-level military people, they actually would welcome a war president and a war Congress, because it's more opportunities for advancement and more money for them, and plus all the double-dipping with these defense contractors, huge amounts of money. So we've seen over the last couple of administrations where those high-ranking military officers who might take a stand in defense of the Constitution and the Republic have been encouraged to retire early, there's been a big purge there as well. In the end, I still feel that the ultimate fate of Washington, D.C., will be to collapse from its own rot and corruption and lies the way the former Soviet Union did, and that's the direction I'm continuing to move in.
Unfortunately, you might be right. I mean, we're certainly headed towards it.
That would be the best outcome, because if you remember the fall of the Soviet Union, there was very, very little bloodshed. There was about 3 or 4 months where the people had to really deal with some hardship, and then they formed the Russian republics, and things got a lot better than they were under the former Soviet Union. Mark, I'm going to let you go here, because we've got another caller who's been waiting very, very patiently, so we're going to switch over to Mike in Texas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Go back to, you were mentioning Hillary's rallies compared to Trump's earlier, and I was going to ask, I don't get to listen to you all the time. Did you happen to see the video of her in Reno?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had a lot of people send that to me, and they're trying to say that she's in front of a green screen, and I keep replying to all these people, you can't do a green screen with an out-of-focus foreground, because you will get chewing all around it. And they're all looking at this cell phone that's being held up, which seems to show an empty room. And actually it does, because what I concluded, that individual was using the camera that faces you on your phone for when you're talking on Skype and everything, and was holding it up to show that the rest of the venue was absolutely empty, because we've seen it already. Every time there's a Hillary rally, they'll shove everybody right up to the stage and then frame the shot with the cameras to make it look like there's throngs of adoring fans. And somebody will take a picture with a cell phone in the back of the room, showing that most of the room is just absolutely empty. And I think that's what this guy was doing.
But there was one thing that the guy in the video didn't mention, and that was that everybody up in the bleachers, or what do you want to call bleachers, they were holding up signs. Do you remember what they had on their signs?
I don't remember. Oh, is that the one where they modified it to a liar?
No. Every sign, every place card, what do you want to call it, the people were holding up, had USA. Nothing with Hillary or anything else. Only USA. Those three letters. That's what made it so weird.
Take a look. I'll take another look at that. And, when I was sent the video, it was basically saying the crowd in the foreground was green screened. But I didn't see anything to indicate that. It could very well be. We know there's a lot of fakery going on. One of the recent Hillary still photos, there was very obvious photoshopping going on there to amplify her crowd.
Yeah. And I would suggest that instead of 10 times or 100 times more people at Trump rallies, how about 1,000 more times?
I remember early in the primary season, Hillary had a rally literally in a bicycle shop, and nobody showed up at all. And
exactly.
She's canceled rallies. You know, when she's told there's only 30 or 40 people, she'll say, to heck with it, I don't need them. And she'll move on from there.
Not enough people to pay for the trip, man, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks,
well,
Mike.
I don't think she's not short of money. I mean, she's got huge, vast sums of money being poured on her by Wall Street, by the military-industrial complex, by George Soros. The corruptors of our society are spending their money to corrupt our society even further with Hillary Clinton. And it's amazing when you look at how little money Donald Trump is spending on his campaign to date compared to Hillary Clinton, for him to even be tied in the polls according to the corporate media is an amazing statement.
Yeah, and that's why my observation is any demonstrations or complaints or people getting together should be in front of the control media, who's pulling the biggest con on people in this country. It's just sad.
Oh, they are, and but the good news is everybody knows they're doing it, and we're seeing the corporate media and the establishment literally tear itself apart in their efforts to put Hillary over on us.
There are still a lot of slow liberals out there, Mike, sadly.
Fewer and fewer of them. You know,
exactly.
We've got the Trumpocrat phenomenon, where Hillary just assumed that after they threatened and bought off Bernie Sanders to support her, that the Sanders voters would come over and support Hillary. They're not doing it. They're calling themselves Trumpocrats. They don't want to register as Republicans, but they're not going to vote for Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right. Later. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. All righty. Let's see. I had one thing here. No, we'll do that on Tuesday. Let's talk about Hillary's attempt to distract from what was revealed by the DNC emails with this ridiculous assertion that Russia was behind the hack. I mean, I think they could come out with a Hillary Clinton talking doll, but it would only say one thing. Russia did it, Russia did it, Russia did it, Russia did it. And Putin has come on out and said, Russia's got more important things to do than hack into the Democrats' emails, and that this is a transparent attempt by the Hillary campaign to trick Americans into ignoring what these emails reveal about how crooked the Democratic primaries were this year. And they're trying to keep all that hidden, even to the point we were talking the other day where this class action lawsuit is moving forward on behalf of the Bernie Sanders donors who want their money back from the Democratic National Committee for the fraud that they provably committed. And when the lawyers for the class action lawsuit were being interviewed on TV outside the courthouse, there was a truck out there just beeping its horn constantly so that the interview couldn't happen. I mean, that's how childish they're getting out there. But we do need to look at the content and forget about this attempt to kill the messenger, especially given that Julian Assange has said the DNC emails did not come from Russia. He implied they came from an internal leak, Seth Rich, who is unfortunately no longer with us and cannot confirm or deny what's going on. Let's grab a quick phone call. Ed in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
I'm trying to look into those computer-assisted marital aids that you were talking about a couple weeks ago.
Why?
I mean,
when I was talking about those, and what a wonderful timely topic you're bringing up here. My idea was this computerization of everything in our lives has gone on way, way too far.
No, I didn't. I don't know why I was thinking about that. I'm mine's in the gutter today, I guess. Well, I just thought I would bring that up. I know you're talking about the Democratic situation, so I'll just probably peel out of here.
All right. Well, your timing is absolutely perfect because we got to take a break for commercials. So we'll be back after these few words.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009, but now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to turn to the war zones here. And number one on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list, for the moment at least, appears to be Syria. Because we now have Syria and Russia and now Turkey all coordinating inside Syria to kick out all these U.S.-backed terrorists. We're on the verge of seeing this generation's version of Vietnam. And Barack Obama does not want that as part of his legacy, but he may get stuck with it. And the only way they can turn this around is to sell the American people on the need for the U.S. to just outright invade Syria. And they've already got boots on the ground. They've declared a swath of territory saying, this is ours, you can't come in here. It's called an invasion, for those of you who aren't really clear on what's going on. And so we're already seeing more propaganda come on out. They have photos of more children claiming they were burned by napalm bombs in an airstrike that killed 25 civilians. And of course, it's all being blamed on Assad. Assad is killing his own people. And they've been saying that all along for the last 5 years. Assad is using sarin gas on his own people. That one turned out to be a lie. They tried that one a couple of times. And this claim that Assad was behind this napalm attack on kids. And let's face it, napalm on a little kid, that's engineered to provoke shock and horror, to disconnect your higher thought processes. And it's all coming out of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Now, for those of you who aren't picking up on this, This is a well-known pro-Syrian war propaganda operation. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is not in Syria. It's run out of a two-bedroom house in Coventry, England. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights is just one guy whose day job is running a t-shirt store. But anytime the corporate media needs an authoritative report on the evils of Bashar al-Assad, this is who they'll use. It's called propaganda laundering. We're not lying to you. We got this from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, and they wouldn't lie. And everyone's picking up on it over at Zero Hedge. They've got an article where they're quoting Martin Armstrong about this shameless exploitation. Children are once again the number one tool of propaganda. We must invade Syria for the children. They're also using that one to support the refugee agenda. We have to let the children come in to Europe. And yet, most of the people pouring into Europe, they're not even from Syria. They're young males of military age. They don't have families. But anytime they're trying to get your emotions tangled up so you can't think clearly, it's always children. Like that photo they did a week ago, which turned out to be staged. Now, Amnesty International has called on the Bahraini regime to suspend its crackdown on peaceful critics and opposition figures. Good luck on that one. I don't think it's going to happen. Now, we talked about this story a while back, but we're going to repeat it. There's an 87-year-old woman in Germany. Her name is Ursula Haverbeck. And she has serious doubts about the Orthodox account of the Holocaust. And she is old enough to have actually been there in Germany when all of this was going on. And a court in Detmold has sentenced her to 8 months in jail for denying the Holocaust. 8 months in jail for an 87-year-old woman. Now, I want to point something out here. If you claim that you saw a flying saucer, and they took you up in the flying saucer and did weird sexual experiments on you with women in spandex and beehive hairdos, you don't go to jail when you make that claim. If you claim that you've seen Bigfoot, your career isn't wrecked. If you claim that Elvis and Michael Jackson are still alive, all that's going to happen is that people will chuckle at you indulgently. But if you question that official story of World War II, you are going to jail. And to me, that makes it very obvious. They've got something to hide. Got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. And no, the 800 number is still not working. So if you want to call into the show here, it's 512-716-1603. 512-716-1883. 512-716-1897. So with all this talk about war and Russia and all this other stuff going on here, it's time to go on back and ask the question, does the U.S. really have the necessary resources to fight such a war? Certainly doesn't have the money, doesn't have the manufacturing, doesn't have the manpower, and it certainly does not have the moral authority for all of these interventions. We've been talking about the poor quality, very costly products coming out of that military-industrial complex. And apparently, a third Freedom-class littoral combat ship has now broken down with problems with the propulsion chain. And they're saying it's going to have to be removed and rebuilt or replaced. This is coming out of military.com. We don't really make cost-effective weapons anymore. We make weapons to make profit. We just add things on the side. I remember a couple of years ago, I was out at the air show, the military show, at Kaneohe Bay Marine Air Station, and they had this helicopter, Seahawk F, sub-hunting helicopter. And over on the port side, where all the sonobuoy tubes were located, there was this big piece of equipment that had been bolted on. And it actually blocked a lot of those sonobuoy tubes. And I was asking the flight crew, why did you put that on there? It's limiting your effectiveness. And they said, we were just told to do it. I don't even know what the device did. But it was very obvious that it compromised the ability to carry and deploy sonobuoys in chasing a submarine. It doesn't make sense, unless the goal is, of course, to generate more revenue for the defense contractors, who will then make wonderful donations to candidates for government, all at your expense. We're hearing more and more comments about the newest aircraft carrier in the American fleet, the Gerald R. Ford, about how it's basically obsolete before it ever goes to sea. And they're out there saying that with the benefit of hindsight, it may have been reckless to build this ship around so many unproven technologies. I mean, they were putting all the whiz-bang in there, magnetic catapults, which were there to allow a little bit more room on the hangar deck without having all that steam catapult stuff overhead. They had these synchronized imaging radars. They can't get those to work. An unproven propulsion system, unproven electrical system components, radar integration issues, apparently recovery systems have got a problem. And they're out there saying that the time has come to decide if they're going to go on trying to make this thing work, or possibly strip out the hull and replace everything with more established technologies. $12.9 billion. And it's not just the United States that's fallen into this trap. The Royal Navy is deploying the HMS Daring to fight ISIS, even though that ship's reliability is in question. And it's part of a problem that the British Navy was designing ships to operate in the North Atlantic, where they can use the cold water as cooling system for their gas turbine engines. When they're operating down in the Gulf, where the water is a lot warmer, the cooling system doesn't work. The engines overheat and break. It's the more they engineer, the more fragile things become. It's amazing. All right, let's talk about the economy. The U.S. has arbitrarily expanded its anti-Russian sanctions to a whole bunch of new companies, shipbuilding, logistics companies, Gazprom. They're just out there trying to provoke everything. And, of course, the Department of the Treasury is out there saying that they're doing this. They're sanctioning more Russian companies in the wake of the conflict in Ukraine. Of course, this conflict in the Ukraine was started by the United States. Victoria Nuland openly admitted the U.S. government spent $5 billion to topple the previous government of Ukraine and put in President Chocolate, Poroshenko. So this is how absurd this is. Go on in, create a crisis, and then say, we're going to punish you for the crisis we created. What they're trying to do is provoke Russia into doing something overt that can be used to just sell this whole war agenda. Meanwhile, Putin's spokesman is saying, okay, if you want to expand the sanctions, but remember the reciprocity principle, we're just going to sanction right back. And all of these Russian sanctions are harming Europe and the United States. Meanwhile, Russia and Iran, their trade is booming. The world is moving away from a U.S.-centric economic model, and there's not a thing they can do to switch it, because everything that they do only makes the situation worse. Reuters had a story out there, a trial balloon, about how the European Central Bank may be forced to buy stocks. They're about ready to go down the same road as the Federal Reserve, create tons and tons of new money, buy up stocks to keep the stock market looking good. But making a stock market look good is not the same thing as having a functioning economy. Because you can use market forces, supply and demand to keep stock prices high, but if the underlying worth isn't there, there's going to be a crash someplace. And the ECB could be sunk by a stock market crash if they own too much. Same thing with the Federal Reserve. All of these Wall Street firms involved in the plunge protection team here in the United States of America, they're now holding huge, huge blocks of overvalued stock. And they're stuck. They got themselves into a heck of a trap. They have to keep pumping out new created money to keep things looking good. And every time they turn on those printing presses or type some more zeros into that keyboard, it further erodes the value of the dollar. They're literally stealing purchasing power from you after you've earned it by devaluing that dollar. And at the same time, it's eroding confidence in the dollar by other countries. The only way out of this mess is a new world war, because that's what worked back in 1907 and 1929, except it's not going to work this time. Because everybody understands that's really what's driving this war agenda forward. Now, yesterday we were talking about this gold brokerage firm in Germany, Extra Gold, which is owned by Deutsche Bank, that all of a sudden is refusing to deliver the gold that has been contracted for. And the investors were told that for every paper ounce of gold that they bought and took the paper certificate home, there was a real physical ounce of gold in the vaults that they could come in and get anytime they want. You know, but you leave the gold in the vault because there it's safe from burglars and thieves and everything. Well, apparently not, because it's not there. And now we're seeing this story that came on out from goldcore.com. This problem is not limited to Deutsche Bank. Other German banks that are running gold paper trade brokers are not able to deliver gold. And a big reason for that is Germany was never able to get back all their gold from the New York Federal Reserve. See, what these gold brokerages were probably doing is the gold wasn't in their vaults, it was in the vaults at the New York Federal Reserve. But they can't get it back. And we posted a link to that History Channel show, America's Book of Secrets, the gold conspiracy episode. And if you go to that video and you start at 19 minutes and 20 seconds, it talks about what happened when Germany tried to get their gold back from the New York Federal Reserve and how they got that big stall. This is going to trigger a gold run, and that's going to send gold prices right through the roof. They're not going to be able to rig them down. And I'll tell you what the next thing is going to be, is you're going to start seeing governments order their citizens to turn in their investment gold. We'll give you lots of stacks of paper and colored ink and everything in exchange for it. Really, this paper is worth just the same thing as the gold. No, it isn't. It's a big lie. It was a lie when Roosevelt did it. A lot of people are starting to comment on the latest display of American exceptionalism, and it has to do with the growing trend of companies in Europe holding U.S. corporations to account for past accumulated tax bills. Apple just got hit with a huge one. And the attitude coming out of the U.S. government is, you're not supposed to do that. You're, you know, with the American companies, we're coming into your country and we're generating sales and jobs. You're not supposed to charge us taxes here. We're supposed to get favorable treatment, special privileges. And that's not really working out too well. At this particular moment here in the United States of America, there are 94,391,000 legal American citizens willing and able to work who cannot find a job, have not been able to find a job for months, if not years. This number does not include all the illegal immigrants and refugees pouring on in who also don't have jobs and immediately go on social services paid for by your tax dollars. Right now in the United States, and this is very alarming, government workers now outnumber manufacturing workers in this country by 9 million. Now, in a well-run business or a well-run economy, go back and you look at how Japan does these things. Management should never exceed 10% of the total workforce. And here we have a country where management outnumbers the actual workforce. Because it's one thing that government likes to create, and it's more government jobs, more regulation. Those government workers pushing papers around, and I'm not trying to insult anybody personally, they're not producing anything at all that could reverse the trade imbalance, which is now over $1.5 billion every single day. They just move papers around. They're the embodiment of the service economy that they sold us all back in the 1980s. When you have more people counting the beans than actually growing the beans, you're in serious, serious trouble, and that's where we are right now. Because anybody who understands economics understands that it is the growing of the beans and not the counting of the beans on which a nation can prosper. We are already starting to see dramatic drops in rent in 10 of the top 12 U.S. markets. Everybody went on a building boom or a buying foreclosed houses boom, turn them into rental properties. There's now a glut, and it's driving rental prices down. And that means all those people who invested huge amounts of money in these new rental properties, they're going to start missing their mortgage payments, their financing. It's completely out of control because it's not being managed with an eye toward what is best for the nation as a whole. That long view, that wide view. And if there's one job that is supposed to be paying attention to what is best for the nation as a whole, it's President of the United States of America. And we haven't had a president with that overview going all the way back to Ronald Reagan. It's always the special interests, the lobbyists, the donors. We're just going to do what gets us money and power now, and I just have to tick things over until I'm out of office or I retire from the CEO position, and then it's somebody else's problem to deal with. Kick the can down the road. They've been doing that with the Federal Reserve debt for 100 years. They've kicked that can down the road so much it's looking like an old worn-out gum wrapper at this point. Over in Minnesota, they're looking at individual health insurance rates going up by more than 50%. And there's another article that goes with this. This came out of the Duluth News Tribune, where doctors are saying because the deductibles are now so high on these Obamacare policies, people can't afford to go to the doctor at all. They can't get the tests done. They can't get the diagnoses done. They're just staying at home and hoping for the best. And so we're starting to see doctors and hospitals actually come up short. Their business is falling off. When you suck too much money out of your economy for wars, for Wall Street, for Israel, for the Clinton Foundation, you can lock the economy up. And that's what's going on right now. Apparently, Obama has just arbitrarily declared a new control board to run Puerto Rico. This has triggered protests in San Juan at this imposition of an outside ruling body. And Puerto Rico is $70 billion in debt. Everybody's in debt because the whole world is in the pocket of the private central banks, and private central banks, by design, create more debt than money with which to pay that debt. It's that old 11th marble idea. All these nations are in debt, all the people are in debt, because the economic system we're using is designed to drive everybody and every nation into debt, to keep us their slaves. Now, Angela Merkel is out there insisting that she's not going to give up on that transatlantic trade and investment partnership, even though her own deputy, French minister, Austria, are saying this thing is dead because it's just the U.S. trying to bully other countries to run their economy to benefit the United States of America. And they've had enough of that. Merkel's in serious trouble. The anti-immigrant party has overtaken Merkel's CDU in the German state election poll. And the writing is on the wall. Angela Merkel was not serving the German people and the German nation. She was serving the New World Order, the globalists, Obama, and the German people are going to kick her out, as well they should. Meanwhile, over in Italy, 13,000 migrants arrived over the space of just 4 days, overwhelming the facilities for handling this huge surge of people. Apparently, over in Germany, a man tried to burn his ex-wife alive at a refugee center, set himself on fire, and died. And apparently, the woman survived, but caused a huge amount of damage to the shelter that houses 14 people. Like I said, this refugee process is a filter. We're getting the worst of the people. All righty, we're coming up here on a commercial break. We've got a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to take your phone call as soon as we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
When all this twist of steel was swept away, did these remaining what's really happened?
And a Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we take this phone call, another story breaking out of the FBI summary of the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Along with the cell phones and the iPads, apparently an entire laptop that was used to archive Hillary Clinton's emails off of her private server went missing. And even worse, it was not wiped. So, I mean, this just gets worse and worse and worse. All right, we're going to take one more phone call. Then we're going to shut off the phone lines for hour number three because Claire's got a lot of stuff to cover. Ed in Michigan, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, Mike, I got my mind out of the gutter. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And by the way, we do have a rule, one call per day, okay?
Okay, but what I was getting at was, okay, now the common law trumps codes and statutes. I don't know if you know that or not.
Well, and I know some of them.
But what I'm saying is these the media and the these politicians, they're trespassing on our property by lying to us like they are. And that
yes.
gives us standing in a court of law. And if there was somebody out there that was well-versed enough in the common law, it would be easy to bring a lawsuit against all these people that are lying and doing causing harm to the American people.
Well, you have the principle of fraud under color of law that you could certainly pursue. Unfortunately, a lot of people who have tried to bring lawsuits against politicians for lying have been blindsided by the fact that politicians have argued in court that lying to the public is protected speech under the First Amendment, which we understand is utterly ridiculous. The First Amendment exists to protect the truth, not to protect lies. But the courts take the position that unless you are under oath, that lying does not carry any criminal penalties.
Okay, the lawsuit in Florida that was struck down, I forget the guy's name that was, you talked about it just yesterday.
You're talking about Larry Klayman had the RICO lawsuit against the Clinton Foundation.
Yes, sir, that one. Okay, now, under common law, all he had to do was include the judge in the case as part of the wrongdoer. All he had to do was include the judge as a wrongdoer and go to the next level, and he in that case would have got heard.
Yeah, but the problem is the American court system does not acknowledge common law.
It does. If you do it right, if it's done correctly, they have to.
Yeah, but as the judge in that case demonstrated, you know, the judges just throw the stuff out if it's inconvenient to the political leadership. And
it'll get thrown out at that level, but you just
and then it'll get thrown out at the next level, and then it'll get thrown out by Loretta Lynch. I mean, you know, we need to understand we don't have a justice system in this country anymore. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Got to take a break for station identification. Back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
Your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you. New Manna Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.